Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this guy's wife thinks that he drives so she can be his passenger princess, but in reality he drives because he values his own life. I don't see anything wrong with that. What I do see that's wrong with this is that here we have a fat woman and a thin man. In her mind, she's using him as her personal chauffeur while she's probably on her phone looking for his replacement. Don't be a simp chauffeur for some lazy fatso. Up next, it's over in Japan as women over the age of 35 face just a 10% marriage rate. Women over 35 set men's height and salaries on dating apps to unrealistic expectations. Looks like hypergamy is universal and women everywhere are chasing the top 10% of men. If only 10% of women over the age of 35 are married, then that means that most of those actually settled. Because does anyone think that the top 5 to 10% of Japanese men want to get married when they have tons of optionality? Number 3, speaking of women in their 30s, these two spinsters are tired of praying for a good man to marry them. They want him to show up already. This is them advertising their availability on the internet. In reality, they're trying to signal that they're traditional religious women. That's what this is all about, but you don't know if they've been smashed and had their guts rearranged during their entire 20s. And now they want some good men to clean up their mess. Moving on, there's an island in Finland where all men are banned. I guess that island doesn't have any indoor plumbing or buildings. Unless, of course, men built those before being kicked off the island. This is a fake story, but there was a place called Womantown in Kansas City, Missouri. It started in the late 80s as a lesbian neighborhood, and it disintegrated by 1997. Maybe we need to create a town for men going their own way so we can show them how to do it right. And more importantly, how to open jars. Number 5, here's another example of how messed up Canada is. There was a funeral for a 12-year-old victim of a trans shooter, and it was canceled because there were threats against the family by other trans people. And the thing is, this girl was also supposedly a supporter of the alphabet people as well. This all happened because of Justin Trudeau. So now it's apparently become transphobic to mourn a victim from a trans shooter. Why are there so many trans people who are mentally ill? Up next, people are wondering why these men are attracted to women with this body type. Gee, I wonder with boobies like those. Besides, thick thighs save lives. A woman like this is great in her 20s, but by the time she's in her 30s and squeezed one or two out, her body takes the shape of Humpty Dumpty. And she also starts to smell from all the folds where the sweat gets trapped. Not to mention that she gets that weird chicken skin on the back of her arm. Number 7, Florida voted to abolish all property taxes from homeowners. Unfortunately, this is only for those with homestead exemptions. I'm sure they'll continue to jack up the insane property hikes on those from out of state buying Florida properties. My experiment of snowbirding in Florida gave me mixed results. Orlando is a madhouse, and I wouldn't want to go back there. And the panhandle is great, but it's too cold for me. And I still get my cold allergy flaring up there. Moving on, what's stopping women from being feminine? I guess not having raccoon hair. Also, how's this feminine with her sticking out her tongue like a low-class buffoon? Plus, I think those teeth piercings or whatever the hell they are looks terrible. Look at what the West does to women from all over the world. Her father is Chinese and he got out of China because he was in one of the dissidents in the Tiananmen Square demonstrations. Number 9, Gavin Newsom wants to ban teens under the age of 16 from using social media. What he really means is he wants to force people to give up their anonymity online and use the internet. In Florida, I was shocked to see my access to corn was being blocked. So I basically got Surfshark, and it was all good. There'll always be one country out there that allows it, and teens will just use one of the free VPNs out there to access social media. Legislators are clueless. Up next, would you smash Billie Eilish? I would because I get turned on by a woman that I might see at my local trailer park. She's a cheeky monkey and knows that showing off her chesticles is her best bet for attention. She's also so plain looking that I don't know why she's famous. Her music is terrible and somber and I'm dumber for having listened to it. She's not even all that attractive. She should be serving coffee in a Midwest diner someplace. Number 11, this guy went for a job interview and all 4 of his interviewers were Indian. I guess that he didn't get the job, because they only tend to hire their own. Bringing him in for an interview is just a way to prove that they don't discriminate and are actually equal opportunity employers. As soon as Indians take over your organization, the inshittification begins, and failure is inevitable. Remember, everyone, that ethnic nepotism is okay as long as the white man isn't doing it. Moving on, what in the David Cronenberg is this? scientists create the Kissinger, a device that lets people physically kiss each other through their phones, transmitting real lip pressure through the internet. I'll have to incorporate this into my virtual sex system if it's any good. Because when you kiss a doll, what would be better than it kissing you back? Unfortunately, it looks like the Big Bang owns the patent because they did it first. Number 13, women wonder why men aren't getting married. They aren't avoiding tying the knot. They're just avoiding homelessness and divorce. And of course, investing in kids and raising them, only to lose access to them, sucks. That woman also thinks she's won, but he's got his passport and video games in that box and he's heading to Thailand. And she's never going to see him or his alimony payments ever again. Of course, guys are also avoiding paternity fraud. Up next, meet the new Microsoft head of gaming. She wants to prioritize games with deep emotional resonance and a distinct point of view. Why do I have a really bad feeling about this? She likes some game called Firewatch, which is about a guy's divorce. I guess she would like something like that. Gaming is similar to science fiction. Both are male-dominated fields. Men don't want emotional games. They want graphics and unique storylines. Send Karen here back to the HR department where she belongs. Number 15, this teenager choked the chicken 56 times and then died of a heart attack. His homies are taking notes and now they know that the limit is 55. But how exactly did people find out that he did it 56 times? Was he going for the Guinness World Book of Fapping or something? Or maybe he told them how many times he drained his lizard while he was having that heart attack? If so, what an embarrassing legacy to leave behind. Also, was that 56 times in what time span? The same day? Unfortunately, I think this is a hoax. Moving on, more women than ever in their 40s are choosing younger partners. Choosing but not keeping. Because you know the good men certainly don't choose for more than a few nights. These days it's only okay when women do this. But if you're a 40-year-old man choosing much younger women, you are not celebrated. You're hated. In many ways, dating older women brings you a bit more peace because younger Gen Z women are insane these days. Number 17, Lucy is getting a divorce and is wondering if her husband has hidden bitcoins because he boasted to his friends about investing in them. But there's no evidence. Back in the day, one guy was getting divorced. He transferred all his money into Bitcoin and left the country, and then made a YouTube video bragging about it from the country that had no extradition with the United States. That's when I knew the real value of Bitcoin. Up next, remember guys, if you have kids, don't do it with a wham in the short, or your son is going to be a short king. It's crazy how many women want tall men, but all they do is destroy their genes. To give your son the advantage, just mate with the tallest towering whammy that you can find. It doesn't even matter if she's good looking or not, because if you have a tall son, his height alone will shut off the reason in women's minds, and they'll still chase him. Number 19, why is it that these days, there's so many women who are proud to be whores? Odds are, sleeping with that many people in her open marriage, she's probably got multiple STDs. And if her husband still smashes her, then he does too. Women are posting things like this to flex, thinking that they're just like men, and that the higher their notch count, the higher their value. Meanwhile, it's obviously the opposite. For women, the real accomplishment is keeping their notch counts low. Moving on, check out this Canadian survey saying that Canadians think America poses the greatest security risk to the world. That's rich coming from Canada when the United States military defends the country. More Canadians than ever are also immigrating into the United States, even with the Trumpster in office. I think this is propaganda to keep us locked up in the Canadian asylum filled with Jeets. Here's the state of many crazy Canadian Karens right now with Trump derangement syndrome. Number 21, here's Michael Caine and his wife after 52 years. They say that they're still happily married and in love. Yeah, I don't believe it. He saw her in a TV commercial and fell in love at first sight, and then contacted her and she rejected him a bunch of times before finally giving him a chance. I guess the no didn't mean no after all. Imagine being a famous movie star and being rejected by an Indian woman over and over again. Up next, the 97-year-old woman in the UK dies after she was told she had to wait 10 days for an ambulance after she broke her hip. In the UK, the healthcare is free so long as you survive long enough to receive it. The National Health Service prioritizes the health of migrants instead of Brits, and expects the Brits to subsidize healthcare for others. Her generation built the NHS, and now they're being shafted by it. Number 23, here's proof that Social Security is not only a scam, but I believe it's also a form of stealth taxation. If you max out your payments into it, it's $10,500 per year. And if you do that from the age of 18, then you get around $5,000 a month. But if you put the same money into a stock market fund, you'd have $32,500 a month after that. Governments can't raise income taxes anymore because of the Laffer curve. So they're bringing in all kinds of sneaky taxes that don't even look like taxes. Moving on, regardless of if you love Trump or hate him, it's not fair what they did to him, with JP Morgan closing 50 of his bank accounts. Where do they think they are? Canada. This is political persecution. So many people were debanked in the manosphere of losing PayPal accounts, and even I was demonetized on YouTube on my main channel and kicked off of Patreon. The ideological left literally tries to bankrupt their political opponents, or people that say things that they don't like. Number 25 and the last one, do you think tattoos look dirty on a woman? Of course. They look like trashy graffiti most of the time. In this case, these ones are sort of tastefully done. But most women just get random things all over. For me and most, a woman with a tattoo is a fetish. Or she's a no-go. They're also unattractive in a form of self-harm, which is just a way for them to hide their psychological issues. Wouldn't she just look so much better without them? So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.